Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Chanukah. So we learned about the history of Chanukah, the historical background of Chanukah, and the name Chanukah, and that it's not a Suddus Mitzvah, but if it's more of a Suddus Mitzvah, if it celebrates the Chanukah Sabayis, but if you sing Shiros V'Sishbachos, then even just if you're in Nisim mode, not in Chanukah Sabayis mode, but if at the Suda you use the occasion of the Suda to talk about the Bimahalel and Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you could transform it into a Suddus Mitzvah. You give stock on Chanukah, that's a Segula. Okay, Siv Beis, we talked about the Tainus. Siv Gimel. Chanukah Mutar Basiyas Malacha. You're allowed to work. Siv Gimel. Kuf Lamed Tes. 139, Kuf Lamed Tes, Siv Gimel. Chanukah Mutar Basiyas Malacha. Achanoshim Noagos Shalolasas Malacha, not to do work. Kozman Shaneros Babayas Dolkos. Which would be, it means the Chatzi Shah, when it's supposed to burn. What that means exactly, it means they can make supper, pashtus. They shouldn't like go do a laundry then, maybe Neah, if it just means pushing a button. Nowadays they never work, so it's hard to know what it means don't work. I don't know, they shouldn't start cleaning the house then. If you want to fulfill this minute, this is not the time to clean the house or to wash the dishes. Hey, if you need the dishes for the supper that's coming up, so you have to wash them. I mean that kind of malacha, it means involvement. It doesn't mean lamed tes malachas of Shabbos. It means to get involved now in something else. It's almost like a simin. You sit and you just lit the neros. Don't walk away from them. They're supposed to burn a half hour, but that's like for you also. Spend some time, sing, dance, march around. So they're not supposed to go run and do malacha then. It means a malacha that would interfere with talking, singing, dancing, etc. Hallel, hodav. Vein la'akalaham. You shouldn't make fun of this minig. And you should not make fun. It means you shouldn't be making them tell them, yeah, you can do malacha, it's okay. Vatam Shanosh Machmir says, where did this come from? That the women, only the women have such a minig, not the men. And they say, Isaac Zerikosh, Albanos Yisrael, Shagozru, Busula, Hanisos, Tibor, Lehegmon Tchila, to the governor, to the head of the, yeah. So they had a special Yeshua. It's really along the lines of something the Chavis Halvavah says throughout the Sefer, that if you feel a special shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to respond in kind and do something for Hashem, so to speak. So if they felt that there was a special Hatzolah for the women, because there was this Gezerah against them, so they were Nitzol from this Gezerah too, and they felt like singled out, oh, we were Nitzol. So then they responded by Taka making it more of a yomtiv. So they don't do malacha during that half hour. The Ode, another approach to why they do something special, is the Neis Hanes Nasa Yidei Isha. The Neis of, I don't know, a very pivotal battle in the wars that surrounded the Chanukah story. Bas Yochanan Kohen Gadol Haisa Yifastor Ma'od Ubiksha Melech Hatzorer Shetish Gavimo Ramalei Shetamali Bakashoso Yachilozo Tavshilei Gvina Gidei Sheyutzma V'yishtayayin. That's like by Sisra V'yishtaker V'yoshen V'yeredein would fall asleep. V'chein Hoya worked. Sometimes things work. V'chotches Rosho Vaviyasal Yerushalayim Shiros Sartzvam. The general of the army saw Kiyavat Malcolm, because according to this version of the story, it was the Melech that she killed. they ran away. Whether this happened during the Hanukkah period, if I remember correctly, and I may not, this happened like after the Hanukkah Nes, after the Nes HaMenorah. I'm not 100% sure. Don't remember. Try not to mix it up with Shavuos. Get your food straight. Zeichel and Nes, Shanaas al Yedei Cholov. Okay. Dalit. They used to light. First of all, Neros was their source of light. So you right away have the problem. You're lighting Neros Hanukkah. You light Neros every night. You put Neros around your house. They didn't have electric. You have Neros. So, like, what distinguishes it and makes it stand out as Ner Hanukkah? And they lit with oil. They didn't have paraffin candles. They lit with oil. So kol hashmonim k'sherim l'ner Chanukah v'kol v'kol mitzvah min ha-mufchar likach shem enzayas dumi d'nei shem ha-mikdash shoyim shem enzayas v'mein ha-motzvah if it's not available yivar shor shem ha-shor zach v'noki a good clean flame oner shol shavah wax candles shagam kein oren zach it's very clear light so he right away puts ner shavah up that on ner shavah but they work. You gotta go to Tzfas to buy Neiru Shalva. Bloyu Shneim Kluyim B'yachad. Unlike Havdalah, it shouldn't be too intertwined, intertwisted Neiros made as one. You shouldn't like that. It's like a torch. It has a different Shem. It's not a Neir. Oh, Mishnah Kimadura, it's like a torch. A corner yichidi. Layasu mishavish abodei obdikei chodim, which was quite common, I guess. Mishum demois. It doesn't mean physically mois. Chen kol apsilos ksheres l'ner Chanukah. The reason it might be mutter is even if it's abodei zara, but mitzvah lavlehonos nitnu, you're not talking about any hanah. Adrabi, not allowed to use the neres Chanukah. So really, alz hanah and iser hanah, you'd be allowed to use it. We can call up silos to share us all wicks. A mitzvah and a mufchah to take cotton, because that holds the oil well and burns nice uniform lights. Even though now they have new inventions to do that. Another rabbi, they say that it burns better. I've never seen that happen, but I believe it. I tell the guy to have to believe it, what it says. It says they burn better. They're old. I don't know. You really, maybe what it means is, or maybe what I, you not only you put it out, but you have to take away the blackened part. Well, that part's not gonna burn well. But once, so you take away the blackened part, and now it's I don't know, it holds the fire better. It's a clearer flame. But it burns brightly because you don't have the soot, whatever it's called, the used up wick is not blocking the oxygen or the light. Right. Well, we'll stop here. What? Shabbos candles, you are supposed to get an offer.
Right, but the Hanukkah candles are not supposed to. Should you actually light them in different parts of the program?
Well, we'll learn. There's this place for them. You're supposed to really like them outside your house. Anyway, we don't, but you're really supposed to. Elio, can I talk to you? I don't know if anybody's staying for Tanya. You're here to learn Tanya? Oh. Well, if you're the only...
Make a suggestion for the topic for the Oneg tomorrow?
What?
Make a suggestion for the Oneg tomorrow for the topic?
There's no Oneg. No, Baum's not here. That's why there was no email. Why there was no email? Yeah, did you see my email to you? Okay. You and David came over to me a few weeks ago. We'll see if anybody else comes. I'm not going to learn with one person. It's not nothing personal. You and David came over to me a few weeks ago, maybe months ago. talked about that. I said, great idea. But it never got further than that. So we never thought about, like, I have never given any thought to when. And this was sprung on me. I don't want to go in that term. So when were you envisioning it?
I asked him today,
like, what were you thinking? How come you come back to me and talk?
People say that during Hanukkah, there's really,
I told him the only time, he's like, oh, it's a Shabbos, I don't make a lot of mantra. He says he's happy even if 10 people come. But then it has to be upstairs. I don't want to do nights of kitchen. I never did. Like, it never came up. We never talked about it. So I just got this email from you. I said, you heard that? I went over to him today. I said, remind me. I remember we talked about it, but we never talked about when. It can't be in the afternoon, right? Nothing's really going to work.
Later.
Do you want to do something?
No, I did it because you heard that David wanted it. And then it happened to be, there was a guy who came to me. This guy... this guy Benjamin. Svi Abraham. He's from Eish Kodesh. He said that he used to run this puppet show theater and Yerushalayim, and he had like all these kids to put together this whole thing. They wanted a venue to be able to do it, so they wanted to know. And I said, oh, maybe come to the show.
We won't make it into a big shul event like Purim or something like that. So we'll say, listen, it's happening. And come, before we know, like 40 people with nothing to do and feel bad because it's supposed to shut this calendar and they feel like they should be partying and there's no party.
So I think the hall is not available.
No, so it's not special.
But you didn't miss it.
That's what I said to them. I think more hands. There could be women there too. I don't know who'll come. You never know. It might end up being packed. Anyway, but the only time it's once a shop is unless you go over to a different time, like in the morning or afternoon. Okay, good. So I told him I would speak to you. If you communicate with him, tell him that's what I was going to Motzei Shabbos, and he should start writing the air. He should start being the fax-man. People are starting to make Hanukkah plans, that's for sure. So maybe we have nothing to do with Motzei Shabbos, let's go to Yerushalayim. But maybe if there's something here, then
But in upstairs in Yerushalayim, I can't imagine men and women like kids coming. He was originally going to do it in someone's house.
Yeah.
So
what?
Let's go back to that.
Okay.
It's fine. Okay. It wouldn't be like a day's tour.
I'm happy that way. Yeah. I don't want people to feel like you're pushing them to come. I don't want to make it like a simple thing, such a label or Purim. When we, come on, you got to come. I don't want to do that. But I want to help him push it. I don't want to make it like it's his thing, like crazy with the data. I want to, bulletin, emails. I don't know the tone. I'll talk to Arya Sonnenberg, maybe. The tone should not be like it's a major shul event, like Boulder Fire. I don't want it like that. But I don't want to make him feel that, we put him out on the limb and said, you're on your own. I want to help him and push it. You could say it, like, it's not the Arise, it's the Rabbana.
Right. So it can be either in a Sinashim.
We know it can be downstairs.
Right. Either at the Sinashim
or a house.
Or in someone's house.
Yeah, two people? What about two people? I said I won't do it with one person.
I'm saying this is not.
Hello.
What was the moral of the story that Rav Pinchas brought up? I was trying to figure out what the moral of the story was.
It was self-aggrandizement.
When the woman asked the Rav, how many months was she pregnant? And that was early. I imagine she was in early months.
It was like, no. It was like 6 months. She wanted to drag out the divorce.
But she thought she can get a divorce in a month?
She thought, she said they were very far in the process.
And the reason she didn't get divorced because she was mistaken? Because she followed her?
No. She didn't. She wanted to push off the divorce.
So did she push off the divorce?
I told her there's no point.
But is that what happened?
So I don't. What happened? She didn't get divorced. I don't know why. I just told her she's making a mistake in the halacha.
Right. So I'm saying is was it because she made the.
I don't know.
Was it because she made a mistake in the halacha? She ended up.
Maybe she was mistaken the whole time that it was about to be. Maybe that was just her fantasy. That if she wouldn't delay it, it's. Maybe that was a fantasy. Okay, we're up to Perek Tosvot. So we all know what a Benoni is, and we all know what a Tzadik Gomer is, and we all know what a Tzadik Shenah Gomer is. And now he described the Benoni in Perek Yudalad in more detail, and now we're up to Perek Tosvot. B'zeh Yuvan Mashakosav V'shafta Marisa Min Tzadik L'Rosha Ein Ovid Elokim Asher Lo Avodah. So there's four people being described here. A Tzadik, and you have the Tanya? What?
I didn't bring a
seat. Yeah, I don't like to provide entertainment.
Thank you.
We're learning Tanya. Perek Tosvot. Tell them we have already won. The Zayuvim Nashakosu V'Shaptim Risham Min Tzadik L'Rasha Be'im Obit Alakim L'Asher Lo Avado Sha'efresh Ben Obit. So there's four people being described here. Tzadik and the Rasha we know, and now he's going to learn that the Ovid Elokim and Asher Lo Avodo are both Beinonim. And there's two Madregas in Beinonim. But we'll see. He'll develop that thought and show. Sha'efresh bein Ovid Elokim L'Tzadik. First he's going to show why Ovid Elokim represents the Beinonim. Sha'ovid hu haloshen hazeh shu be'emtzo ha'avoda. Like there's a difference between Oved and Eved even. Eved is a Shem Toar. It describes who you are. Oved means you're doing something. You're Oved. When you stop being Oved, you're not Oved. A Shem Toar is with you even when you stop performing the particular action. So the Beinoni is described as an Oved Elokim. Sha'efresh bein Oved Elokim L'Tzadik who Sha'oved hu loshen hovel. It's not a shem toar. It's not a description. It's not a noun. It's describing someone doing something. Oved. He is present tense. He is Oved. He is serving Hashem. So he says you have to take that very literally. Shehu b'emtzah avodah. Because he's always fighting the Yetzer Hara. Because the Beinoni, and this is why the Tanya holds and says that the Beinoni is a regular person, not a person that's machzos chuyus and machzos chayvus. That's a rasha in the Tanya's world. The Beinoni is a tzaddik in action. He controls himself totally. But he says every person, the Tanya said back in Perigin Aleph, every person can't control himself. There's no excuse that you can't control yourself. A Jew has a koach to control. The reason he's a Benoni, not a Tzaddik, is because he has not been kovesh his desires. He's like a regular person inside. Regular person meaning he's governed by his desires. He's not moeh para or ohev betov. He's a little wistful for the ra. Such things. He's not moeis in it. So he's always fighting because he always has to block his kishkis from materializing, from coming out lemaisa. He has to control himself. He's always fighting to control himself. So that's Oved Lashon Hara. Yeah. That's the description of a person. Shlo yislabesh, right? It shouldn't burst forth into maisa. Shlo yislabesh, it shouldn't become into one of, it shouldn't dress up in one of the levushim, which is dibur maisa machshava. Beidori aguf shubemis avoda. Ba'omul gadol lilochem bo tamid. Vainu abeinoni. He's oved because he's always fighting because he has the desires. He has never conquered his pnimius. So he's always fighting that it shouldn't burst forth into a conflagration. Avalat tzaddik likra eved Hashem. Hashem ha-toar. Not oved, but eved. It's a noun. It's an adjective. It's a description. Hashem ha-toar k'mo shem chacham o melech. Shekvar nasa chacham o melech. Taksa k'mor ovad. He finished it. So to speak, he finished l'avoda. We'll describe later why a tzaddik also keeps growing. But in terms of the Beinoni / tzaddik, he's finished his avoda. He did it when he was a Beinoni. He conquered his Yetzirah. Kach zeh k'var obad v'gomar l'gamri avodas ha'melchama im hara ad ki v'yagorasheva v'yelech lo v'libo cholal b'kirbo. He's a Beinoni because inside he's cooking. But so he's constantly lochem. So that's the Beinoni. The Beinoni gam ken yeshtei madregas, which are oyved alakim v'shelo avodo. What's that all about? What do you mean? What is it talking about? Probably came in a rasha. We're back to the Chavis Halbovis is very extreme definition of the Beinoni and the Rasha and the Tzaddik. He said the Beinoni never did anything wrong. Over miyomo of shuma veirakala. I don't know if it means dafka that way or he did, but he did shuva. The gamkiyim kala mitzvah sheshelanu lekayimah v'talmud Torah k'neged kulam leposek pumim migirsa. He talked about Rabbah earlier in the sefer. And Rabbah wasn't sure if he was a Beinoni, but it was leposek pumim migirsa. He's not holding by fighting and conquering and becoming a tzaddik, where he conquers even his yetzirah. The natzcho, either they or Hashem, hameir al nefesh or alokis, shebemoach hashalit al halev, kiniskaliel. So what do you mean? So why doesn't it burst forth? If he's not doing mulchama, he's not battling. He's not even battling. So why? Why is he holding out? How is he holding out? If they say ain't yitzur omedus l'negdo klal levatlo mitoroso va'avodoso. People have natures. Let's say he doesn't have taiva. He's not a bal taiva. So it doesn't interest him. Then tzorach lulcham imo klal k'rein shu masmet b'limudo b'tivo b'toldoso adidei tagburus ha'morash chorah. Morris says that controls the brains. Maybe that's his personality, but that's his midos. In this world, he's going to be very smart, very sharp. Not really. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a masmid. He's going to learn a lot. He's going to be a masmid. Some people could do that b'teva. You have goyim that could do that b'teva. Sit and do research and study and learn. V'chein ein lo milchama mitayvus noshim meishu mitsunon b'tivo, cold blooded. This is one type of Beinoni, and he doesn't have to be lochem. He is a natural Beinoni. He's able to control his inside instincts from bursting forth because he's not that interested. He doesn't have that. I'm shocked at that. Laholid mi binoso ruach das v'yiras Hashem b'molcho nishomer shlo yavra al mitzvus loisaseh b'avas Hashem b'libo l'dovka bo b'kiyam ha-mitzvus v'talmudor k'neged kulam el adaylo b'yavo musteres hidden away Asher Belev Kolis Yisrael, Shnikru Ove Shmo. The Kol Yisrael goes. They have a natural instinct for Avad Yira. And then they apply it. This is the innate midah that every Jew has. And that's, so he doesn't have to like rise above and like think about things in order to prevent himself from doing, right? In order to prevent it from bursting forth. He's cold-blooded, it's not gonna happen anyway. So I am pushing. So he describes a matzah that's very, it's a subtlety. That dailo biavo that you have instinctively, the avo that you have through your genetics of a Avraham Avinu. So that's enough. That's like a kloliastic, like you say, this umos by shonim kaim lechasodim. So they have this also.
It seems to me that the
difference
is
I'm sorry. Let me just. And therefore, he's not called an oved either now. Ki avazu amusteris ainu pula seinu. Yeah, what?
I think that the ainu uved Hashem, he was born that way. He was born perfect in a way. While a tzaddik had to work on himself to reach the level of the ainu uved Hashem. At the end of the day, they're both the same. The difference is the tzaddik.
I'm not sure what you mean both the same. They're not both the same. They're very different.
At the end of the day, they look the same. They feel the same.
No, what do you mean?
They learn Torah the same way.
But they're not the same. Their insides are very different. The tzaddik is always
Torah. To get to that stage, and the other person was born that way.
No. The Beinoni is not Moe's Barah. He was born that way that it doesn't burst forth into the Olam HaMaisa. But he's not. He's a Beinoni, meaning he's not Moe's Barah.
We would call that a tzaddik.
We would call it a tzaddik.
A person was born a tzaddik. That's what we call it. Ain't over the Shem, we'd call a person was born a tzaddik.
This was a back, we realized it was back in Perek Beis, that the we're not going to be happy with the Balatanya's terminologies.
No, but I'm saying that's what we would call a person born this way. It's what we would call, let's say, a tzaddik, because he was born as a child, and he sat and learned all day long, and he doesn't have any desires. That's what the Balatanya is calling Ein Oved Hashem.
He's not Oved Hashem.
Right.
If that's all he does.
Who had the desires and they were to conquer and reach this level later on in life.
So he wasn't over Hashem, but now he's not.
Well, the way the person becomes tzaddik is first he's over Hashem, and then he becomes a tzaddik. No, he.
Yes.
It seems to me that.
You're worried about a label?
No, the age. It sounds to me the Ein Oved Hashem to be somebody who.
And
at age of
2,
while a tzaddik can be somebody
to live older. And the Ein Oved Hashem is a person that has managed to block. He's a Beinoni. That means he has all the desires, he has all the potential for sin. He wants things, right? He controls himself. But he's not. What we had before in Perek Yud. What does he say? He says, how can I be chote? How can I go against the will of Hashem? Wait, no, I'm describing the Beinoni.
Okay.
Whether or not we're going to describe the Beinoni as an Oved Hashem is going to depend whether this process, whatever he tells himself, and he stops the Pnimius from coming out, right? So there's different ways to choose to do that. That's Oved Hashem. How do you stop? In the Tanya's world, we talk about the Beinoni. So we're interested in one thing. How do you stop what's going on inside of you? Because you're a Beinoni. So inside of you, you're cooking. You're cooking. Smoking. How do you stop that from bursting forth and him making the person into, you know, someone that doesn't follow the rules, etc.?
And that's what we call an Oved Hashem.
So there's two ways that could happen. Either because B'teva, he's not that note to do it. What he calls Mitsunan, he's cold-blooded, yeah. And right, and so for him it's enough, the Ava Musteris, the instinctive Ava that every member of Kol Yisrael has, it's enough for him to keep his boiling cauldrons at bay.
He doesn't have the
he doesn't have what?
These major desires.
He does. He's a pain in the ass.
He doesn't have desires.
He's goofy. No. The desires he has. He has the desire. He's not like burning with desire, right? It doesn't affect him. It doesn't. There's no natural. About taiva, he develops a taiva, then he can't control himself, right? This person is connected to Olam Hazeh. He's not describing his taiva, he's describing abandonment. He doesn't have to be obeyed. Let's say he's naturally lazy. He's not going anywhere. He doesn't have to be obeyed that his desire to go to the movies is going to stop him from learning, because the movies is 2 miles away and he's lazy. He's not going into a car and going to movies. And he has an air-conditioned base medrash right next to him. That's the not oveid beinoni. Nowadays, we all pander to the not oveid beinoni. We don't demand avoda. Right? That's the chinuch nowadays. I'm giving a commentary now. The chinuch nowadays is to make sure that there's pizza for Ovos Habonim, and a gyrel every Ovos Habonim, and Kupa Shel Tzedakah promises you a Yeshua for every penny of tzedakah you give, and they say, yeah, that's what you have to do nowadays. And it's pandering to the Eino Oved. It's not demanding avoda. And that's sad. So they say, okay, that's the door where people don't know how to be Oved. But we pander to it, and we just make it worse by always offering a prize, and always offering an incentive, and always offering a percentage, and always offering pizza and kugel, right? So we're always okay. What do you want? What? I don't know what age.
No, I'm saying a person can be born an Eino Oved Hashem. He can be born at ages 2 and 3.
The Eino Oved means that the blockage of his desires from bursting forth into the levushim of Dibur Maisa Machshava are not the result of Omel and Yegiyah.
And he can be born that way.
What do you
come out of the womb?
What you mean? Everybody's born that way.
I don't know.
What are you saying that for?
I'm saying
it's not Nogeya when he's born. It's Nogeya when he becomes older and he gets Seichel. I don't know what you mean, born that way.
No, they tell us stories of Tzadikim. And when the age is 3 or 4, they were already Tzadikim.
I don't know what the words mean nothing to me.
Never heard
those words don't mean anything
baby,
to me.
He's already, by age of 5, by age of 8, he already knew Shas already.
That's not nothing to do with a tzaddik, my friend. You're talking about intellectual prowess.
So I'm saying that would be Eino Oved Hashem, according to this definition. A tzaddik is something to work on.
Yeah, you're mixing in. Yeah, what does knowledge have to do with anything? Yeah, okay.
Sure, knowledge is.
Yeah, that person would be. If a person has a photographic memory, and he knows Torah without chazering, so yeah, so he knows Torah without being an Oved. Yeah.
That would be only.
Okay. I don't know what you're looking for. What's Shver?
I'm saying a tzaddik, you can be born a tzaddik. A tzaddik is somebody who has to work on himself. You can't be born a tzaddik.
Right. That's his point. That there's two types of Beinoni, but there's no two types of tzaddik. There's two types of Beinoni because it's possible to have a personality that will block his desires from bursting forth into a Maisa Aveira by dint of his personality. He's a natural masmid. He talks about Nasei also. He's a natural masmid. He likes to sit on the bench with a shtender and he likes to learn. He likes it. He enjoys it. If he'd be a guy, he would like to go to the Harvard Library and sit and read about the human eye. So he likes to do that. He likes it quiet. There's no people bothering him. He has no interest in baseball. He has no interest in sports. He has no interest in girls. That's the Eino Oved, yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm going to go to Bat Mitzvah. Next week, we're not learning. In fact, in 2 weeks, we're not learning either. I'm going to America. Come to think of it, I won't be here the next 2 Thursday nights. Right. I will not be here the next 2 Thursday nights. I'm leaving Monday night after the Shiro. I'm leaving 9:30. Monday night. I'm coming back Friday, Erev Chanukah, Mitzvah Shem. Friday, Erev Shabbos Chanukah. I left out one word there. I don't want to go to this bar mitzvah. I'm not dressed. I'm not dressed. I have nothing to wear. What? I don't have a hat.